Herbaceous crops have little or no woody tissue and no persistent woody stem above ground. Their above-ground growth usually lives for only a single growing season. However, herbaceous crops include both annuals, which complete their growth cycle in a year, and perennials, which last for more than 2 years. The annuals die at the end of a growing season and need replanting in the spring. Perennials, on the other hand, die each year in temperate climates, but reestablish themselves each spring from rootstock. Both are harvested on at least an annual basis, with yields of an average of 6 to 11 metric tons per hectare per year. In temperate regions, higher yields between 20 to 40 metric tons per hectare per year are common. As with trees, yields can be much higher in tropical and subtropical regions. The herbaceous energy crops are classified as thick-stemmed or thin-stemmed grasses. The most familiar examples of thick-stemmed crops are sugarcane and miscanthus among the perennials. Examples among the annuals are corn and sorghum. Thin-stemmed grasses include many perennial and annual species. Examples of perennial cool-season grasses, which grow more vigorously in the spring and fall, include reed canary grass and timothy grass. Examples of warm-season grasses, which grow most actively during the summer, are switchgrass and big bluestem. Compositional information of bioresources is important for evaluating potential feedstocks for the bioeconomy. A compositional analysis report would include the kinds and amounts of plant components in percent per dry basis. This table contains the composition of common sugar and starch crops, including their protein, oil, starch, sugar, and lignocellulosic or fiber content. As you can see, corn and wheat are high in starch, while sugarcane and sorghum contain significant amounts of sugar. Their fiber content ranges from 5 to 50%, while oil is almost non-existent.